USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has invoked the Defense Production Act. It allows the government to order the production of needed material, this time medical equipment, that's necessary to handle the expected onslaught of hospital cases across the country due to the coronavirus. He's invoking the emergency powers to steer private companies toward producing critical supplies, like masks and ventilators. It's also helping to boost virus testing capacity. He's comparing the effort to measures taken during World War II.
And now it's our time. We must sacrifice together.
The Senate has sent him a bill that would guarantee sick leave to those who have the virus. Mitch McConnell says they're working on a massive relief package that could approach $1 trillion.
We aren't leaving until we deliver it.
Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Blart is the first known member of Congress to test positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Automakers are shutting down their assembly plants. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the 150,000 auto workers who are being laid off are a big part of her state's economy.
These are people who work hard, and they are the backbone of the Michigan and the American economy. I know that this is not an easy decision for them, and that's why it's so critical that every one of us does our part so that we can get our economy back up and running at the quickest, safest possible moment.
Millions of people are working from home, off the job, or out of school as the virus spreads. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins fears the economic downturn will harm small businesses.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, the gift shops, the small hotels are being adversely affected by the virus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cigarette makers are being ordered to include additional warnings on their packaging. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration now demanding that cigarette makers include new graphic warnings on their packaging and in ads. Beginning next year, the warnings must occupy the top 50% of the area on the front and back panels of packages and at least 20% of the area at the top of a cigarette ad. FDA Director of Tobacco Products Mitch Zeller says he hopes the new mandate will, in his words, considerably increase public awareness of lesser-known but serious negative health consequences from smoking. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus cyber attacks are on the rise. Here's Shannon Morris with ThreatWire.
The U.S. Health and Human Services Department reported on Monday via Bloomberg that an attack on their systems was active over the weekend, but it did not do any damage or steal any data. Reporters suggest that this attack was fully intended to just slow the agency's systems by attacking them with a distributed denial of service attack. The U.S. HHS did state that they saw a surge in activity, but they are fully operational and that their own preparations for their staff working remotely will defend against malicious activity. A foreign state-sponsored actor is suspected to be the attacker in this case, but no confirmation was given publicly regarding this possibility.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.